Welcome to Liquid Late Nights, home of the Good Burger. How may I help you?
Wow. Speaking of Good Burger, let me ask you this question. The CEO of Kellogg's last week said, if you poor, you should eat cereal for dinner. I got a couple questions about this.
Hey, no, he didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, he did. He get blasted everywhere. The man who's over a $1 billion company, actually they made $15 billion in profits in 2022, telling us that if you poor, you should eat cereal.
Well, I still have nightmares about soggy cereal. So
but first of all, does he know that's what poor people are eating anyway? Cereal is not just for breakfast anymore. It's for
whenever you think you're home. Hey, people just come home, hammering in the middle of the night, be sitting there eating cereal.
What you do? Eat some crap, Captain Crunch, or a good value version of Captain Crunch, that the one that tilt the roof of your mouth.
Damn.
But ain't no dried strawberries in those Kellogg's special K's and stuff like that. I mean, what do you think about with this guy? You think he's just out of touch, or he just saying something off the cuff? I mean, come on, man. I mean, you got food banks that are partnering with people who ain't got that kind of money, who are putting out hundreds of thousands of meals in like New York right now to try to help feed the poor. And this man say, just go get you some cereal. Does he know how much the price of a gallon of milk is nowadays?
Man, he's just trying to move his product. He's like, hey, I got a food product. It's relatively cheap. Come get it from me. Come on.
The way they break it down to is like, oh, you get 25 servings out of a box of Kellogg. Has he really?
That ain't true. I don't have to see the box. No, that's
it's the recommended serving size, which nobody ever uses.
Yeah. I'm being
everybody be anorexic.
He's trying to get rid of the big backs.
Well, I'm not
doing it. He's
I'm
doing
not
his part.
Delving into that one, but something's quite unfair about that. I don't know.
No thoughts, no comments on it.
I mean, is it a cutoff? Why was he getting interviewed? Why do you think he was a good idea to answer that? Where was his handlers? There was a failure. There was a failure all along the chain for that.
There's a failure there for sure.
For sure.
Well, let me ask you. All you got to do to be a billionaire CEO is keep your mouth shut until you have to talk in front of like the financial analysts. Otherwise, don't say nothing, and right. There won't be
exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Speaking nobody of won't even know you. Did you know who this guy was before he said open his mouth?
Nope.
Then see.
Nope. All right. Well. How about this one then? How about Terrence Howard calling the IRS and tell him that he ain't gonna pay that almost $1 million tax bill because they owe him for reparations? He gonna be in jail.
Oh, he's going to jail.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He'll be like, what's his name?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes. But he don't put it out there. He's like, and not only that, he left two voicemails for the IRS, and they had it on tape of what he said.
Well, he just trying to get some clicks. He can't be that stupid.
I mean, he could be.
I don't know, man. Look, Wesley did the same thing. They came and got him.
Well, Wesley, okay, but Wesley's thing was what he tried to do was he had a tax exempt company is what he tried to set up on it. And they just crucified him. That's what they did. He was within certain guidelines. Yeah, but
I wish I was able to do Terrence Howard's voice when he's in all these movies about to cry and all that stuff like that. But
he does the same character.
Same character every time.
Yeah, man.
But
when he was roadie for half a minute, it was kind of different.
But he blew that up.
But how about this? In the first voicemail, this is what he said: 400 years of forced labor and never receiving any compensation for it. Now you have the gall to try and persecute and charge taxes to the descendants of a broken people that you were responsible for causing the breakage. That was the first voicemail. The second voicemail went: in truth, the entire United States should, by default, become the property of the descendants of slaves. But since you do not have the ability or the courage to do it, let's try this in court. We're going to bring you down. Nah, bro. They're going to bring
first
you down.
First of all.
What was wrong with him?
He was high. First of all.
Maybe it was somebody else.
AI calls.
No,
it could have been like, come on. That had to be like a deep fake or something, dude. The man, he got better people around him to know that's like a deep fake. You know, I'm bagging
it
off.
You leave it at, you bag it off? Okay.
Yeah, that's a deep fake. Come on.
All right. Let's wait until he double down on it tomorrow then.
Okay, but that's a deep fake.
All right.
Trust me on it.
All right.
I want no parts of that. No part.
All we got to do is wait for him to say, man.
That's not right, but anyway. Go on.
Whoop that all trick. Right. Whoop that trick.
That's what you think he said when he called the IRS?
What's that from the one he got, him and the Hustle and Flow? Yeah, that was a one timer for me, huh?
Hey, they won Grammys and everything.
I understand. I only watched because one of my friends, he's just coming over and over again.
You gotta watch it.
It's all right. But I didn't see what the hoopla was about.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But although you ain't never seen nobody as happy to win an award as 3-6 Mafia when they got the Oscar for that thing, they got a Grammy for that. They were so happy. They were grateful. They're like,
they still talking about it.
They still talking about it.
The rap group that produced all the music for that, wrote all the songs and produced all the music for that Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, my age group, so I don't
know. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Hustle and Flow was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
No, I saw Hustle and Flow because, again, one of my friends kept saying I didn't go see it, so I saw it. But it's a one timer for me because it's just about a pimp. So I'm like, really? I mean, I understand he went to jail and his thing become a hit and his little honeybee, his little nobody kept, you know, did that for me.
Nobody.
But I will never be watching the movie ever again.
No, you out. Done for you. Done for you.
Anyway, that's just me.
Speaking of movies, let's talk about some of our entertainment stuff in the TV world. I know we got Shogun that started a couple weeks ago. What you got on me for me, Curtis?
No, it's awesome. I don't want to give away anything, any plots or anything like that, but it's set in like 16th century Japan. One of my favorite Japanese actors is a lead character. It's good. Now, here's what you have to know about it. It's about probably 60% subtitles because the Japanese actors are speaking Japanese, which is awesome. It's just awesome because I love reading subtitles and doing this kind of stuff. Then there's English and there's some Portuguese.
No.
But it's because the Portuguese was there first. You understand the Portuguese one started all this madness. Anyway, but the cinematography is just out of this world. And that's just for two episodes because I've seen trailers for the next one and the next one. It's very well done. That's all I got to say about it. Because I saw some other similar. I saw the two seasons of Marco Polo, which everybody was speaking English in that one. But this makes it more unique because they're actually, you know, they're speaking in Japanese most. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you have to keep up with it. But it's well done. But it's politics.
You're not watching dishes while you're watching this. You need to sit down there and be.
You have to get down and enjoy it. And you got to get into it.
Okay.
The first two episodes, I binged them, and so I went to find out when the next one. So it drops. The next one drops. They drop every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So the next one dropping tomorrow.
All right. I'm feeling you on that. I feel you on that.
Another friend of mine here on the island told me about it. He watched the last. Yeah, I talked to him last Thursday. He said, Curtis, you got to do it. So I had to go cancel something and sign up for Hulu.
This man playing roulette with streaming services. All right, this month we're not going to do this. We're going to get Hulu. Next month, all right, we're going to cancel Prime and add back Disney Plus. Oh wait, the games are on. I need the ESPN in plus, plus, plus.
Hey, it's 2024. They're going to play games with us. We're going to play games with them.
Anyway,
y'all going to pull off whole seasons and stuff, man. I'm getting paid already this week. Watch this. shuffle.
All right. So speaking of Disney Plus, I know you got the Space Race over there on Disney Plus and Nat Geo, right, Adrian?
Yeah, I slept on this too long. This was really good. It's a real good documentary. Soon they put it out in time for Black History Month, but man, this talks about the Space Race, talks about all the Black astronauts, all the guys who were going to be astronauts and didn't back in the day because of the situation. They got interviews with Charles Baldwin and Dion Bluford and
Taylor.
Yeah, they go through. And when I say it starts like with, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s, JFK, and you know, he's like, I want a Black man. And that's how it gets started. And then all these guys
they took him out in Dallas.
And then that kind of stopped this guy. There's a whole thing. But it hits on a lot of stuff. It hits on the you know, civil rights movement, hits on Afrofuturism for a little bit, then hits on kind of like the opening of the astronaut ranks by your girl Nichelle Nichols. It goes into the 80s, talks about Challenger. It hits all. It comes all the way up through George Floyd. That's how up to date that thing is. I really enjoyed it. At no point I was like, this is too long. It's like an hour and a half, hour 40, something like that. No, it can't be right there. And I learned stuff I didn't even know. that I should know, and I feel bad I didn't know. Like, also, I didn't realize the Soviet Union, you know, the Soviet Union beat us in like everything for a while until we beat them to the moon, but they beat us at every other first in the world.
Yeah.
Including they had the first person of color in space. And I didn't know that.
Oh, I did read about that, and I actually saw a little video of that. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I'm like,
what color was he?
Afro-Cuban.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Cuban. Our skin.
Okay.
Brother, he flew. Oh, okay. In like 80 or 79, something like that. Anyway, I highly recommend it. Y'all, you'll really like it.
10-4.
Do it. I know it's the Rockets. I know it's the Chemical Rockets that my man's still mad about, but you know, but just trying every bit of stuff. Just,
yeah, dude, it's internal combustion engine. That's 100-year-old technology, 200-year-old technology.
So I really like the section on Ron McNair. I think you'll like that because he was doing a lot of things that, like, you look at this guy, he's like, of course this guy's gonna be an astronaut. This guy's doing it all. He's a performer, he's a full doctor, engineer.
Yeah, he was something.
You know, martial artist. So there you go. Space Race, Nat Geo, Disney Plus.
Sounds good.
Do it now.
All right, so moving on, what we got in the, so I know football's over, I haven't really watched much sports. I know the NBA is doing their thing. I heard bad things about the Celtics game yesterday. I don't know how that fared, but the one exciting
bad thing,
haven't they beat teams like their team, first team, like what, beat teams by 50 points like 3 times or 4 times?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay,
like they're getting people out left and right.
Well, okay. Sometimes there's schedule games that you're going to get your butt whooped regardless because you've been out on the road and you're traveling. They pretty well know the schedule would beat you sometime. But what happened to the Warriors yesterday? And they was missing two of them. Andrew Wiggins is out on some kind of personal leave. They needed him yesterday, dude. They had no, and they just, and they decide to let Jason Tatum, not Jason Tatum, what's the other kid named, the $300 million guy, can't think of his name right now. They decide not to play him up close, and he just killed them. He just dropped, because there's so much text going through, I was group text about it, I didn't want to watch the game because you got Dub and you got
Bob. I was on that text chain. I was like, yep. When they said after halftime, like, yeah, we're not even watching it, where they should just let this go. They said they would have called this if it was the NFL. I was like,
no, they said NFL would have switched to another game, which they would.
Yeah, I got you.
But the NBA games don't play it on a Sunday. All the games are going on at the same time in the NFL. We got games all over. There was games on yesterday at different times. Plus, right. ABC's already committed for the Celtics. The Celtics fans would have lost their mind as well as the Warriors fan.
They would have.
So it was painful though, dude. I didn't watch that much of it. It was a whooping.
It's a whooping. Huh? It's a whooping.
It was a whooping. But I don't know. It's gonna be, you do it to a team like the Warriors. I don't want to run into them guys later on because they're gonna be pretty pissed. I mean, they're not a bad team. They just got caught on a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, the main guy had a bad stuff. Had a bad game. I don't know what he did. Parted. I don't know what he did, but he had a bad game. And those boys were hitting everything. Anyway, NFL, NBA is rolling though right now. We've got a lot of good teams. And so I stayed up late to watch, not late. The Lakers played the Nuggets again Saturday night. Well, we can't beat them. We lost them 8 times in a row, but we had a good game until like the last 6 minutes. Anyway, that's painful. That was painful. But it's almost time for the playoffs. We've got another 6 weeks.
Well, before the playoffs, we actually got March Madness coming up. You don't want to talk about March Madness? NCAA basketball?
My boys are in it. USF is in it, so I'm all happy, dude.
Yeah, I saw their little record thing. Over
automatic bid. Like,
really? Automatic bid, yeah, dude. USF. We have the first time in team history. I sent all that stuff to everybody else today. Hey, hey.
Tampa having a pretty good couple of years here. Few years here, huh?
Tampa is forever.
With Tom coming and winning for the Bucks a few years ago, and then you got the excitement around the hockey team, and
but they won two won two Stanley Cups in the last 5 years. Two.
That's what I'm saying. And now you got USF, everybody liking the football team, the basketball team. I mean,
we're getting they already committed to build a football stadium on the campus, which is gonna be awesome. So anyway,
I need to get down there, dude. What about the hype around the girls' basketball NCAA? Iowa in particular, Caitlin Clark.
I don't watch a lot of women basketball, but I heard it's pretty good. It's selling out everybody. according to some sports radio, they have been selling out stadiums and they've drawn more people than certain NBA games, according to Colin Cowherd. I said, dude, come on, man. But I heard this, what's her name? Caitlin
Clark.
Already said she's not going back to school next year. She's going to go pro. So, which is a good thing for WNBA because that'll increase their viewership. Maybe they'll start paying them. So,
are you going to watch?
No.
Wow.
I watch men's basketball. That's what I like. So I'm not going to sit here and just
okay. All right.
But a lot of people are going to watch it. You know, that's my point.
Yeah. You're going to bring people in because sometimes you need a superstar that get people hyped up. And I think, you know, I think the names of people I knew who were NBA WNBA superstars, but that was like at the beginning of it, like the Lisa Leslies and the Cheryl Swoops.
You know, yeah, I can't name any of them.
Yeah,
when the LA Sparks was winning and Lisa Leslie was the coolest, you know, 6'5" woman you ever want to see, boss. But I don't know now.
One of my boys, rest in peace. He always he loved basketball. He came up from Miami. He loved basketball, but he loved watching the women's game. He said, "I just like the fundamentals. Like they're playing that pure."
It was all about fundamentals. Basketball. Yeah,
you know, this is what I want to see. They're not, you know, trying to showboat it like that. So,
that's
what the man said. That's what the man was saying in the 90s. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I want to see the guys above the rim. We got fundamentals too, but
you want to see showboating?
Yes, sir. We are. Well, that's a term they use because somebody say showboat when they can't do that. That's all that really means.
No, I can't do it, but I like to see it.
Exactly. Fundamentals, Lord, you gonna blow the rim because you can't get up to the rim.
He's still hung up on fundamental.
Wow.
He mad about that.
It was about personal skill set. Just saying what the man said.
Anyway,
I know I ain't got the skill set to do either one. So what do you want from me?
Me either.
I was rebounding, pure rebounder. I get the ball and then give it to somebody else.
I was grounding, picking up drops.
I was in that same boat too.
Yeah, you know, it's like you know, I'm not trying to take this shot over here.
Anyway, baseball started. People all over the place in baseball. I swear that that's because all these spring teams here in the Tampa, Clearwater area, everybody's here. You know, the Yankees people here. Who else is it? Phillies. Some other team. I can't remember another team. So they're all here. They're here now. Spring is, it's insanity in that area. Everybody's trying to get to the ballpark. Take me out to the ball game. What's that guy named? Ohtani. When how much money did the Dodgers pay him?
Oh, $700 million? A lot. Yeah.
$700 million. They say he's the deal too. And the thing about him, he was playing in L.A., not in L.A., but he was playing for the Angels in Anaheim, right, which is a few miles south of Los Angeles. But now that he's in L.A., good gracious, because the Angels are not going to pay him. That team is owned, but it's like a family-owned organization. They do all right. I'm sure they pay their bills and make money. But the Dodgers? The Dodgers. They spin. They need to get us a World Series. They ain't got one since COVID, huh? The Dodgers won in COVID. Lakers won in COVID. So let's get a one that's not COVID.
get it started again.
That's just me. End of the sports talk.
I missed the bubble. Let me get the bubble season. Maybe just do a quick bubble tournament just for old times' sake. Okay. Bring them back, back to Florida.
Now you're a comedian? You done a bubble tournament? He's a comedian now? Man, you sound like your cousin Dub.
Them boys had fun.
We won.
Well, yeah, but I'm just do a quick, maybe the in-season tournament next year is like a bull tournament.
LeBron James just became an all-time leading scorer. No, he done went for, he had first player, 40,000 points. That's a record. It probably won't be broken.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain, I heard this today. Wilt Chamberlain was all-time scorer leading for 27 years. He was passed by Jabbar in 84, 85. Jabbar was an all-time scoring leader for 39 years. So who's going to catch Bron Bron?
Mm-hmm.
And someone has to join now and keep playing as long as your dad did.
You got to clone somebody.
There you go.
Because the man, I was listening to somebody talking today, they said, well, he started as the youngest player to do certain things. Now he's the oldest player to do certain things. He's still out there doing it.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's very good. That's a good point.
Know who told me about LeBron James, Gene? Ian. I had never heard of him.
Clippers.
The summer of 03 in with you guys see the LeBron James. You know, I said, what? Yeah. That's the first time I heard about LeBron James for Ian.
Yeah.
Your boy Ian. He's a good dude. Clip. Like, yeah, he's a Clipper fan. He hates the Lakers to the bone.
Oh, he hates them, boy.
So if sometime in his life, someplace, some basketball camp, he felt slighted by a couple of rounds or somebody, he's still, if he, I guarantee if I call him up now and text him and say something, he'll still be swearing.
He'll still be, yep, he sure will.
Yeah, but again, the first time I heard about LeBron James was from him. I would watch some high school basketball. Least ball in Ohio or somebody.
Ohio.
Man, it's like, I wasn't no high school basketball. Not in Ohio.
Plus, the summer of 03, I had much more deals on my mind.
I remember that time.
Please.
I'm glad y'all do.
Wow.
You were back in Florida by the midnight train.
I got out of town.
He was on a midnight train. He don't remember 2003 in LA.
What's the guy's name?
I was in Florida in 2003. What you talking about?
What?
That's why I don't remember it.
It was 02.
You were back.
He escaped in
02. 02.
Yeah.
He was at the party and looked around. He was gone.
He took all the bread with him.
It was Ghost Protocol. Asshole.
Ghost Protocol.
The Ghost Protocol. But again, that's a long time ago. This is 23 now. This is 24.
That's 10 years ago, baby.
No, that's 20 years. Do some math.
This is 24.
Man.
Wait. Oh, crap.
What you doing, man?
20 years ago.
Ooh, calculate that, man. You guys are age group to do hand pencil math, so get your calculator out.
I can do my gazoontins.
We like gazoontins. Look, like this is not responsible for any kind of math problems. Listen,
I know math.
We're starting to get to a point that two of us we think 1994 was last week. Listen, we understand. Well, it's just a thing.
Wait, the Freaknik comes out this month. It's gonna be like 1994 for real for some of these people.
Oh, I'm in front of it. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I am introducing a headline reading right now. Taylor Swift's special Singapore connection. Her mom and grandparents used to live there.
Really?
Right here, boss.
Oh. Like, so wait. So that headline is because of they locking her down?
They locked her down. They got exclusive for her to perform in Singapore. $3 million per show.
Per show.
No place else in Southeast Asia. She played in Tokyo, but she... No, South Korea, no Philippines, no Indonesia. Everybody's a little bit jacked. Because Jakarta's a nice place in Indonesia, but they ain't no. If you want to go see her, you all got to go to Singapore.
Let me ask you this. So you go to Singapore, and only because I really don't know. You go to Singapore, you make this $9 million. You got to declare that when you get back on your taxes?
I'm not a taxman. Don't ask me questions like that. I don't know who's listening.
But you just keep it in the Singapore bank and just pull from it when you need it.
I think you bring it home, man. Why are you going to leave it in
Singapore
bank?
They just told everybody what they're getting paid, so she can't say she don't got it.
The IRS will know she got it. Like,
well, if it doesn't hit that U.S. bank account.
Hey, Tay-Tay, how you doing?
No,
you're an American citizen. They can come get it.
Let me explain to you how this thing works. Because I've read about this.
Is it a Cayman Island somewhere?
No. You remember the guy that was Mark Zuckerberg's partner? I can't think of that. I saw the movie, right?
You know
where he lives? Singapore. Mm. He took the money, didn't pay any taxes, and went to Singapore.
And didn't come back. Because he don't even come
the
back.
Risk and get everything they want. Okay? So, that's how that...
Wait a minute. Was it Chevron or was it a Napster boy?
Nah, it wasn't a Napster guy. It was his first partner. He bought him out. He sold, like, he got like $65 million or some insane amount of money back in those days. But he renounced his U.S. citizenship and moved to Singapore because he didn't want to pay it.
He said, I'm not like giving you 40%.
But he was he wasn't really from the U.S. He was a naturalized U.S. citizen anyway. He wasn't born in the U.S.
Yeah, I think it was Brazilian or something.
Yeah, he was naturalized. So he renounced it. So that's where he lives. So if you're going to do something like that in the United States, people come to the United States with enough money and they can, with a $500,000, you be a citizen. You put your money in the bank and live in your place. Yeah.
Eduardo's net worth is $27.6 billion.
Who's Eduardo? Is that guy?
That guy. And he lives in Singapore with his fine looking wife.
Yeah.
$27.6 billion and he's only 40.
He got some stock out of the end of the deal. Yeah, it's like Facebook stock. It's like you don't
think. He ain't got Zuckerberg money because Zuckerberg bought an island in Hawaii and built a bunker in there. But it's like.
He got enough.
That's the point I'm trying to make about that kind of money and what people are able.
Well, if you got $27 billion, you can leave the U.S. and live wherever you want to and not pay taxes, right? Is that what you're trying to say? You just can't come back.
You can't come back. That was my point. U.S. citizens are rich. You can't just take your money and bombard do something. What's that word? I can't think of what it is. It's excommunicate. Whatever it is, you can't come back. They will renounce. Just can't think. No, man, I don't know what the word is. But I read about this a long time ago about stuff that happened with people. Because I was curious because a lot of people with a lot of big money to come to the U.S. and put them park their money over here instead of doing other things. But you can't be a rich person in the United States and take the money to another country and park the money and not pay tax on it. U.S. will come and get you.
Mm. Cool. So as long as I pay my money, I can get me a place in Costa Rica, right? I can keep my money back. I'm just trying to be right.
A drone will be down there in Costa Rica. That's too close. You think,
no, I'm paying my taxes. I'm paying Uncle Sam. I just want to live over here.
He just wiped Adrian off the map.
A drone would be in Costa Rica, boss.
I just want to live on a beach.
But I just thought that was interesting stuff. Anyway, but yeah. But the Singapore thing is out of this world.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well.
This world tour. She's making so much money off this world tour. And I was looking. I got sucked into some clips the other night, just watching her at some of her previous concerts. No, listen to this stuff. She'll bring out people. Probably on this one, but on previous ones, she'll bring out somebody. So when she was in Houston, she brought out what's the guy who did the hook for the Fast and Furious I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Who was the rapper?
Tony Poof.
No, who was the rapper?
I don't follow rap.
Is it Wiz?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
So she was in Houston. She brought Wiz Khalifa out. They did that song together. I watched her do. For some reason, she did Frozen in Tampa. So she brought Idina Menzel out, and they did it together. You know, she'll just bring out these groups. Just random. I got into a hole.
Just keeping it fresh. Who's ever in town? Let's bring out. Let's do this song.
Yep. Then I see that's Shakira smart. Or J Lo, I think she brought J Lo out on something. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to, you know, everybody's happy because everybody gets a little piece of money.
Oh shit!
Wow! Oh. Wow!
Saturday Night Live singing her.
You producing that Dunkin'. Wait till that album drops, kid.
That's more LOL.
Oh, that's funny.